Now, this is a very, very sleek, very advanced-styled aircraft. Obviously, you've optimized the aerodynamics to help along with your fuel efficiency and your speed and everything. But do you ever get the feeling that maybe the customers are turned off by the appearance of the airplane? It is not like your conventional airplane.
I don't think they're turned off because we know they're not turned off because by the comments we get around the aircraft, people don't realize in some cases the aircraft's even been certified. It looks so new, but I have to say to you, it really has got a good customer base now, and they look at the plane and it seems to strike a good note with everybody. As we stand by the door of the plane earlier on today, people are saying, oh, this looks great, it looks fantastic, and it does. It's a very, very unique looking aircraft, and I think very visually appealing, and so do most of the folks who've been on the stand seem to think so.
So nobody has been really grossed out by the airplane. They look at it and say, whoa.
Haven't seen any woes, no.
Well, you know, the thing that strikes me about the airplane now, I'm starting to see more and more of these in flight. I have had the great privilege of seeing a couple of them fly over. I'm from the Philadelphia area, mm-hmm. so we have a lot of air travel in our area. It has a very distinctive note to it, a very high-pitched sound to mm-hmm. it. And that's courtesy of the five-bladed propellers on this aircraft.
It's also what it is. We actually use a very unique system, and it's a very advanced design on the Piaggio Avanti, because what we've done is the noise you hear, it actually isn't louder. It's a different tonality. It's
right.
A different tone to other aircraft. And what that is... to save weight on the aircraft, but also to make sure we have a very high degree of safety, the exhaust gases, as they come out of the engine, they come out over the propeller blades, and that's why you hear that slightly different note. It's the exhaust hitting the propeller blades, but also what that means is we have a built-in de-icing system without needing to de-ice the props, because the warm air coming out from the exhaust keeps the props absolutely clear of ice in all stages. And so as a result of that, that's why you get that slightly different note. It's where the gas goes over the blades.
Well, that's true, but on the other side of the coin, you're heating your propellers up as well. Have you ever encountered any kind of problems with baking the props?
Zero, and we did this design in conjunction with our prop supplier, and they've been very encouraged by it as well. And I have to say to you, prop development is just at a degree that there was never there before, and our supplier Hartzell are tremendous people to work with and also very innovative.
The plane is very futuristic. How are the flying characteristics as compared to other aircraft?
Very, very responsive. I'm trying to... someone gave me a lovely expression earlier on that said the plane, when it climbs out, climbs like an angel aiming to get back to heaven, because it just climbs out so sleekly and so quietly as it climbs. Very high rate of climb. It's got a service ceiling of 41,000 feet.
Wow.
And as I say, a top speed of 402 knots, so it's going to get there pretty quick as well.
And of course, the higher you go, the less fuel you burn, and you are definitely touting the fuel burn as one of the major assets of this aircraft.
Absolutely.
Sounds wonderful. Now, if you look at the airplane, it looks like it's a composite aircraft, but I'm told it's an aluminum structure.
Exactly, it is. It's aluminum structure. It just goes to show the quality of workmanship that we're able to turn out by... I think that we should refer to them as artisans, because the guys who work on this plane in the factory, they really are very passionate about the product they create. And I have to say to you, the quality, as you can see, you would never know this is an aluminum plane.
The airplane, the paint job alone looks like something you'd see at a Ferrari plant, if I can use them for comparison. I looked in the interior of this airplane. It is just absolutely gorgeous. But besides being an executive transport, you guys also have a setup for an air ambulance. And one of the key things that I saw in the promotional paperwork that I got, this airplane is capable of holding sea level pressurization all the way up to 29,000 feet.
24,000 feet.
24,000.
Yep, you're correct.
That's still... a very beefy structure.
It is, and I mean, the thing about it is, so if you talk about, there are two aspects there. If you talk about the air ambulance aspect, imagine yourself as a patient, and if you're in an air ambulance, you've obviously got some problems. So we try to make it as comfortable as possible in our medevac configuration. That's why the plane is so well suited to medevac operations, because there is no pressurization change for the patients that are in there, providing we keep at that altitude or below. The other thing that makes it so appealing to air ambulance companies is the ability to load patients straight off a gurney, straight in through the door onto the life port stretcher system that we use, and they stay at exactly the same level throughout the entire process, and so they feel no discomfort. They're loaded into the plane, the stretcher's put into place in the plane, and it's all done through this system that we employ, and it's really as movement free as possible for the patient involved. And as far as the medevac is concerned, we can either offer the aircraft as a full medevac plane, so it would be in total medevac configuration, or we can offer it in a configuration whereby we have a conventional business aircraft seating system, and we have a kit that is able to remove that configuration and put in the medevac configuration in 2.5 hours. So you have two uses out the same aircraft.
That is incredible. 2.5 hours to convert it. And this is, we're not just talking an ambulance where they just put you in it. This is a full advanced life support system.
Absolutely. It's not just putting in a pack of Band-Aids, I assure you.
Oh, man. Well, I hope I never need one.
Me too.
So how many of these aircraft have you sold so far?
Well, the aircraft we've just built our 200th aircraft. And as we mentioned earlier on, we're starting to sell them all over the world now. So it's a well-proven design. We use them, if we refer back to what you were saying earlier on, we've talked about medevac, we've talked about who uses them, companies, etc., and also a lot of private individuals, because it's a nice size for a family aircraft. But also the other usage we've used, which we haven't touched upon, is it's very heavily used in North America as a fractional aircraft. And in fact, one of our biggest customers, a company called Avantair, they actually run 55 Piaggio Avantis in their fleet. And these aircraft are flying 120, 125 hours a week, every week. And it shows the robustness and the strength of the aircraft that they're able to do that consistently, week in, week out, without any issues.
That's incredible. 120. When do they find time to land the airplane?
Well, they land them, and they maintain them in keeping with our schedule. They've got their maintenance techniques down to a fantastic regime, whereby comes in and they throw all kinds of technicians and mechanics on the plane. And I have to say to you, they've grown their business, grown ours, and they've taken a lot of business away from some of the conventional fractional operators that have been having a very rough time during the recession. They've actually just kept growing. And that's because of the efficiencies offered by the Piaggios that they operate.
That's incredible. Now, when you're running these airplanes, flying them 125 hours a week, have there been any maintenance issues or any problems with the aircraft that have had to be addressed by the factory?
I think it's fair to say that in any aircraft, obviously, there are certain things that are going to come to light. And sure, there's things that we've worked through very happily with them, because we have a good close relationship, not only with Avantair as a key fleet customer, but with our own customers as well. One of the things we pride ourselves on is our accessibility to our owners and to our operators, whereby they really have a direct line to us, so that should there be a scenario, we'll find a solution for them and move forward, because we recognize that an aircraft on the ground, if it's being run by a commercial operator, is losing them money, and that's not a good way for them to be, or for us to have.
How is your customer support? Do you have representatives that can be on an airplane to a disabled aircraft in a matter of hours?
Certainly do. We have guys who do that day in, day out for every week of the year. And also, from our own perspective, we also have more than doubled our group of service centres around the country, so that generally customers shouldn't be more than about an hour away from any of our service centres around the country.
That's wild. What about parts? If I'm sitting there with a broken airplane and I need a left-handed prop nut widget, how fast can you get it to me?
Well, the left-handed prop widget we always generally have stock of. There will always be the odd part that we don't, in which case we have great arrangements with couriers to get them in either from our parts warehouse, which we have in West Palm Beach in Florida, where we have an extensive stock of parts to support the aircraft with, or alternatively straight from Italy, where we're also able to get them in overnight or the day after.
Now, I'm assuming that you guys have a full glass cockpit with all the latest gadgets in it?
We do. We've got lots of gadgets to entertain you while you fly. But the key part about it is we use a Collins ProLine 21 system, very well-proven system. And I have to say to you, we're very happy to have that on board because it's such a good system. And it's standard equipment in all of our planes.
Very nice. Now, this airplane is certified for single pilot, correct?
It is.
That's... All right, how did you guys go around doing that?
Well, basically, obviously, the key thing with a single pilot operation is the plane going to operate safely, and does it lend itself to a single pilot operation? And if you look at the ergonomics that are designed into the plane, it's a very easy plane for a pilot to fly on their own. I have to say to you, obviously, we do have it both single pilot for those people who want to do that. Obviously, if it's being flown in a fractional or charter operation, it would have dual pilots. It works well either way, but certainly certified as single pilot.
Okay. Now, have you ever personally flown one?
Of course.
What'd you think of it?
Well, it's good. I landed it as well, so it was a good deal.
Oh, that is a good deal.
But seriously, I am a pilot, and I have to say to you, it's an amazing plane to fly. One of the things that strikes you as well about flying is the visibility and the vision that you have from the cockpit. It really is. It's very clear, very good.
Yeah, I see that there's a lot of glass in this airplane. Of course, you've got one pretty good air conditioning system on board, too, I assume.
We do, but we also have good window shades to keep the heat down as well. We've thought of everything in the aircraft.
Oh, it comes with, it's got wheels and wings and curtains in the windows, and it looks like a big Tylenol, literally, in this case. But I remember seeing it. How long has the airplane been in production now?
Well, the aircraft in its current format has been in production since the mid-90s. And obviously that was in the original Avanti. Then we upgraded it around about 2005 into Avanti 2, and that's the plane we offer now.
What kind of upgrades did you do?
It was engines, avionics, which really did change the aircraft altogether. It made it like a new aircraft.
So, in other words, the airframe itself was good, but you just bumped the power a little bit and added some glass cockpits.
Bumped all the goodies up,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, John, I would like to take a look at this aircraft if we have a few moments. And you have a website, too, where people can find you, and that's PiaggioAero.com. And it should be very interesting. I wish you people all the luck with this very, very sharp airplane. wish I get the chance to fly one myself, but I'm not even qualified to sit in it. So,
thanks for coming to see us, huh?
Well, thank you, John, and I wish all of you the best of luck. I'm talking to John Bingham, who is the president and CEO of Piaggio America Incorporated. We're talking about the Piaggio P180 Avanti 2. My name is Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.